Jessica Barker, wellness retreat specialist on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Very excited to welcome somebody new onto the Stray FM Business Hub today. Welcome, Jessica Barker.
Hello.
Hello. You are new to the Business Hub, and so therefore it makes a lot of sense for you to do a bit of an introduction. Tell us about you.
Oh, thank you. It's amazing to be on air, and I'm really excited to be here. I'm Jessica Barker. I work with Mind, Body and Vision, and I help run wellness retreats. I run my own wellness retreats, and I also help with corporate and other businesses so they can come along and use our facilities to help forward thinking and change the way their business works.
Do you think it's important for businesses to sort of spend some time out on themselves and, you know, working on their future?
Absolutely. When you help with sales teams, corporate world, or even self-employed people, they have to start with their minds. Without mind and your body working together with your clear goals and your vision for the future, you know, you just don't get anywhere.
Okay, well, you can help with this. And the first thing that we're going to be talking about today, so we're going to talk about different ways to improve your mind, your body and your vision every single week. Procrastination is the subject today. Are you ever guilty of this yourself, Jessica?
Of course, we're all human. Procrastination is like a swear word in the business industry, isn't it? It is the one thing that stops anybody doing anything in their lives. So it's not just about business. You know, possibly your house isn't very tidy or the washing up hasn't been done. Maybe you're guilty of getting up a little bit later. You know, that is what procrastination is, and that is where it comes into if you're a sales team and you're not picking up the phone enough. Maybe your marketing's not on track, you're not quite speaking to enough people, and I call that procrastination.
Not making the most of the time that you've got.
Absolutely. We live once. There's a certain amount of hours in the day and minutes in the hour, and you should be using every single one to your advantage to grow your mind, help your body and create those goals for the future so you live a better life.
So you have got 5 top tips for avoiding procrastination, or at least procrastinating less.
Number 1.
Do you actually realise when you're procrastinating and what it is? Do you know when those key times that you're procrastinating are? So I say write them down. If it's when you get home from work and you're shattered and you open the fridge and you eat something you shouldn't, or maybe it's pushing the snooze button, decide when you're procrastinating. Get your head out of the sand and make sure you stop doing it.
Number 2.
Tip number 2 is often we look at a task and it's far too big. It's like a mountain and you don't know where to start. So cut those big tasks into little pieces and give yourself rewards. So if it's cleaning a messy house, maybe you do one room at a time. Or if it's ringing 30 marketing people that you need to get hold of, start with 5 and then give yourself a coffee break.
Number 3.
Tip number 3 is to create good habits. Do you know what? Good habits are so hard to put in place because you've got to get out of your comfort zones. We all love a bad habit. We all drink a little bit too much, party a bit too much, wake up a little bit too late. We're not doing the things we want to be doing. And it's all about creating good habits one step at a time.
There is a certain length of time, isn't there, that they say it takes, how long it takes to form a habit, to make a change.
Yes, it's supposed to be 21 days, but I personally don't agree with that, because after the 21 days, guess what? You're going to go, I've done it. Boom,
over.
Let's go back to bed.
Yeah.
So that for me doesn't work. I would say stick to it at least 36 to 40 days. And then that habit is actually cemented in and you can stop congratulating yourself for forming a habit because it's now you're doing it without thinking.
Number 4.
Find an accountability partner. You know, these don't have to be coaches. You don't have to be paying them. It could be a friend, your husband, even your kids. In fact, kids are fantastic. Because if you tell your children you're going to do something, guess what? They're going to hold you to it.
Yeah, they won't forget.
No, they're ruthless. So find some accountability partners. It could be one, it could be two. Get them in Facebook groups, mini messenger groups. And, you know, together say, right, what do you want to do in 7 days? And what do I want to do in 7 days? And make sure that you're on track and create forfeits if it doesn't happen between you. And also create goals that if you're smashing them, you can go out together for a bit of fun.
Number 5.
finally, this is quite a big one. I'm going to tell you all to put your big girl, big boy pants on, get your head out the sand and lose those excuses, guys. How many excuses have you got?
Oh, so many.
Oh, I couldn't do it because. I'm going to get you to write down your excuses on a piece of paper and actually look at them, because those are the things that are ruining your lives. They really are getting in the way and they're ruining you. I'm not even going to... If an excuse comes up, my ears shut down. I won't even listen to you.
Wow. Okay. You've also got more tips. So we've had five there. People can go and find those again at strayfm.com/business. But you've got more. Tell us where people can find
more. I have.
More.
So I've written a whole blog on this. All of these top five tips have paragraphs behind them, loads of information to help you. I want to help people. And on top of that, I've got a 10-point checklist to make sure that you're actually making these changes, and my secret. So I've been doing this relentlessly since 2009. I've got a big business behind me because of it. I've actually got five income streams because I've lost procrastination and I've changed my own world. And that's what I'm here to tell you, that anything is possible. I believe wholeheartedly that anybody can change the world, make themselves better, move on, lose the pity party, put your big pants on, and do you know what? Make a difference.
Where can people find more information about you, what you offer with your wellness retreats, and find you online?
Yeah, my website is jbmbv.co.uk. That is Jessica Barker Mind, Body and Vision. I run wellness retreats, personal development retreats, weight loss retreats. I also offer my venue out to businesses for them to take over the whole venue. They can have me on board or not. That's their choice. And they can run their own retreats. So whether that's a book club retreat, a yoga retreat, tai chi, even a cooking or flower retreat, you can take over the venue and run your very own retreats.
Fantastic. Jessica Barker, I can't wait to have you on next month. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jessica Barker, Wellness Retreat Specialist on Stray FM's Business Hub.